We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Willkommen, peace-loving viewers. That is how welcome is said in German. It's a blessing to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotil, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund calls for utilizing new innovations to serve those in need. In green news, Formosa or Taiwan recycled over 45% of their refuse in 2008. In noble living news, a heroic British taxi driver braves freezing waters to save a young woman's life. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 29th, noted French neo-impressionist painter Georges-Pierre Seurat is remembered. He was born in 1859 in Paris, France, and passed away on this day in 1891. Seurat was a leader in the 19th century neo-impressionist movement. He developed a technique called pointillism. It is a method in which tiny brush strokes or small dots of contrasting colors are used to create forms which are blended by the play of light on the painting. Some of his most famous works include Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte and Bathers at Asnières. Georges-Pierre Seurat's great artistic talent and creativity still bring joy and delight to the eyes of many.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from around the world. Medicines Global is a unique non-profit organization that delivers essential medical supplies to remote places worldwide by creatively enlisting the help of thousands of adventure travelers who seek to give back to the communities they visit. Since 1999, at least 17 expeditions have delivered medicines and provisions to such places as Nepal, Siberia, Tibet, Ecuador, and Sri Lanka. Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 to Medicines Global to assist in furthering their noble work.
Earlier in July 2008, Medicines Global Executive Director Janice Belson had attended the Climate Change International Conference, joined by a video conference by Guest of Honor Supreme Master Qinghai. Ms. Belson had later stated in an interview that she was deeply impressed by the words of Supreme Master Qinghai about the urgent need for people to be vegan to save the planet. With Master's permission, we would like to share with our viewers the following excerpts of a letter of appreciation from Ms. Belson.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, my life has been profoundly influenced by learning about your life-changing work. I am deeply honored and humbled by your recognition of Medicines Global's work with adventure travelers and also your recognition of the Medicines Global Outdoor Youth Ambassador, or MGOYA program. Your generosity focusing upon Medicines Global is the much-needed support we need to push our ideas forward as I continue into our 10th anniversary year. Last week, we instituted MGOYA 3 in the newly formed Global Studies program at Fairfax High School. The person in charge of Fairfax High School activities is a vegan and will encourage discussions on climate change and diet. Also last week, Rod Rotundi, the brilliant vegan raw food chef, owner of Leaf Cuisine, has agreed to work with Medicines Global to create a vegan food program at Fairfax High School. This will allow us to create a template for other high schools, which will get youth involved in the diet climate change issue. Thank you for helping us celebrate 10 working years of Medicines Global's effort to protect and help preserve our precious Earth and its children. I hope to sit with you in the not-too-distant future. In great gratitude, Janice Belson, Gurusha, Executive Director, Medicines Global.
Our warm thanks to Ms. Janice Belson and Medicines Global for your exemplary work, not only in bringing medical relief to our neighbours most in need, but also sharing the importance of a safe and sustainable vegan diet. We especially thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her boundless encouragement and support of good deeds in our world. May heaven bless humanity's noble endeavours abundantly.
Flash flood in Indonesia devastates neighbourhood. Following torrential rains in the residential Jirangdung neighbourhood near the capital city of Jakarta, an older earthen levee failed, releasing a wall of water and flash flooding that cost some 70 lives, with dozens of people still missing and many houses destroyed. Hundreds of soldiers and police have been searching through the mud and debris for survivors as nearby Muhammadiyah University became an emergency centre. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and other statesmen visited the disaster area and have pledged to help repair the neighbourhood and the dam immediately. Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern and on March 28th quickly donated $15,000 for urgent supplies. This could purchase an equivalent of $203,000 in materials bought in the United States based on the local cost of living in Indonesia. Our gratefulness, Your Excellency, military and police personnel and Indonesia, for your immediate aid to rescue and assist the disaster victims. We are deeply thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for the timely assistance she is giving to the Indonesian people. Our sincere sympathies for those who have suffered loss of loved ones, as we pray for the safety of all affected and their soon return to safe and stable lives.
We pray, meanwhile, that calamities such as these may be eased through humanity's gentler treatment of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Food crises in Nepal. Climate change-related drought and fires are the main factors considered responsible for this season's lower agricultural yields, with many communities reporting food shortages over the past 3 months. The Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives is initiating a three-year campaign to raise food production. We pray that all efforts to alleviate the food deficit regions will be fruitful, with plentiful sustenance for the warm-hearted Nepalese people. May everyone be protected from further climate change-related crises through our more responsible and kinder action towards Mother Earth.
Preserving China's ethnic minority cultures. The United Nations Spain Millennium Development Goal Achievement Fund is donating $6 million and the Chinese government contributing $1 million to support ethnic minority peoples living in the Qinghai, Yunnan and Guizhou provinces and the Tibet Autonomous Region. The China Culture and Development Partnership Framework program seeks to support the nation in creating policies that uphold the minority cultures while empowering the groups themselves to manage their resources for further development. United Nations, Spain and China provinces bless your support of this restorative program. Such encouragement as yours will surely help in establishing peaceful and harmonious societies throughout the land.
Royal Air Force hero saves ferry passengers, receives Queen's Award. Englishman Rich Taylor was honoured with the Queen's Gallantry Medal for saving 23 people on an Irish ferry during high winds, treacherous waves and diminishing visibility. Arriving on a helicopter rescue mission, the master air crewman put his own life as he climbed aboard the ferry that was at risk of capsizing. Despite the dangerous conditions and not being tethered to the helicopter, Mr. Taylor assisted many people off the boat, even returning later that night with his crew to descend to the boat once again and ensure that the last person was safely rescued. After receiving the medal, the humble Mr. Taylor said, "I'm of the opinion that everyone who works in the RAF or Royal Air Force deserved a medal. I just happened to be on shift." Our gracious salute to you, Mr. Rich Taylor, and your crew at the Royal Air Force, for your selfless dedication in safeguarding lives. God bless your gallant hearts and keep you safe on your noble missions, as we wish all the rescued persons many renewed celebrations of life.
Palestinian Education Center wins Swedish Literature Prize. The Sweden-based Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award, also the world's second largest literary prize, honors individuals or organizations that promote literacy and literature. This year's prestigious prize and cash award of approximately $600,000 was conferred upon to the Tema Institute for Community Education, led by Ms. Renéd Kobaj, for making literature available to young persons in Gaza and the West Bank. The awards jury said, "With perseverance, audacity and resourcefulness, the Tema Institute has for two decades stimulated Palestinian children's and young adults' love of reading and their creativity. Under difficult circumstances, the Institute carries out reading promotion of an unusual breadth and versatility. Our warm accolades, Ms. Kobaj and Tema Institute for Community Education, for your outstanding work in bringing the joy of reading to the Palestinian people. May the beauty of literature be forever appreciated in helping restore harmony and understanding in our world."
Save our planet. 12 islands in the Maldives face extreme water shortage. With islanders largely dependent on rainwater to meet their water needs, scarcity caused by recent droughts has brought response from the country's National Disaster Management Center, or NDMC, a government agency established after the devastating 2004 tsunami. Thus far, 763 tons of water has been delivered to 8 of the drought-affected islands, with the other 4 still in need. Deputy Director General of the NDMC, Musa Ali Khalifan, stated that the agency is installing desalination facilities on a boat that can travel from island to island, but that more permanent remedies are needed. Many thanks, National Disaster Management Center, Maldives, for your timely care that is helping safeguard the lives of affected fellow citizens. May we all be reminded to appreciate the precious resource of clear water, one of Mother Earth's many gifts of life. Supreme Master Ching Hai has emphasized that the only permanent remedy and certain refuge we all have in the face of global warming is our own virtuous lifestyle. The following comes from a discussion during an international seminar with our association members in August 2008.
But nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. This even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long. Anyway, the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also. But they have to listen. Even if you pray for the earthquake not to happen, something else will happen. To those people who have to experience this kind of thing, unless they turn their heart around and take refuge in their own loving, great power, compassionate nature, that's their only refuge. On one hand, we feel very sorry for the people. On the other hand, it's not much help we can do for them. Yeah. We can pray for world peace, we can pray for the planet as a whole, but people have to change.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. From shipping containers to modern eco-homes. Modern shipping containers have always been versatile, carrying every conceivable kind of goods around the world by rail, road and ship. Recently, their use has been extended to housing, material, as architects and green designers employ shipping containers in creating affordable and attractive modular structures. A website dedicated to environmental topics, thedailygreen.com, recently featured 12 of these latest housing projects, ranging from a California, USA beach house to Container City, a set of studios in London, UK. Hats off, creative architects and designers, for your imaginative use of recycled materials to create attractive, inexpensive homes.
Save our planet. Italy and Switzerland redefined borders due to climate change. Glaciers that once covered the shared border of the two countries have now retreated from global warming, resulting in landslides from permafrost melting and other changes to the topology, especially in the last 5 years. Regions that are affected include the well-known landmark and attraction of the Matterhorn Mountain and surrounding towns. The two countries have thus agreed to meet and determine a new border. Our thanks, Switzerland and Italy, for your cooperative approach to this issue that alerts us once again to how human-induced climate change is quickly altering our terrains and lives. Let us all be inspired by your amicable example as we strive to reach the compassionate ways needed for our Earth to once again thrive.
Thank you.
Save Our Planet. Earth Hour is starting point for global change. 28th, hundreds of millions of people observed one of the greatest demonstrations of people's shared concern for the planet.
Hello from Sydney, Australia. I'm standing in the heart of the city, underneath the Harbour Bridge, in front of Luna Park, where the lights are about to turn off for Earth Hour 2009.
오늘은 지구 온난화를 막기 위해 서울시와 민간 기업, 시민이 하나가 되어 조명을 끈 감동적인 하루입니다.
남산 타워에 이 조명도 꺼지고요. 한강 다리 12개 조명도 다 꺼집니다.
Leading up to the event were pledges of support.
Ja, ik heb net gehoord dan wat het inhoudt en ik wil er zeker aan meedoen.
Op 28 maart doe ik 1 minuut mijn licht uit voor een betere wereld. Doe jij dat ook?
After all, switching off your light for an hour is an easy thing to do.
The city skyline may have been dimmer, but the night's activities were in full swing as participants added fun and creativity.
I'm with a group of people on Saturday night and we're having a party.
Many restaurants decided to host evening meals by candlelight.
I work on an Italian restaurant, and what are we going to do for Earth Hour? We're going to have a candlelight dinner, so there'll be no light on, just candle. And also it's pretty romantic.
The association members from around the world.
In honor of Earth Hour at Our Vegan Cafe, we will turn off the lights for 1 hour and dine by candlelight. Happy Earth Hour!
Besides being a powerful global statement on climate change, Earth Hour was a chance for everyone to reflect on what they have been doing and plan to do to help stop global warming.
Well, this is what we call the Pledge Queue. And this is where the public have been coming up and they've been writing their pledges for Earth Hour. So the things that they want to do to save energy.
The county of Taoyuan in Formosa or Taiwan has been turning off its buildings daily for the past 6 months. The Environment Protection Bureau's Deputy Director General, Lin Pang Xuan, stated that the county has saved $70,000 as a result.
我们环保局在跟县政府的行政处配合之下，从去年10月份开始改装了现有的这个整个能气的系统，更为有效率、更节能减碳。另外呢，也改装了我们所有办公室的这个灯管，为那个节能高效率的这个灯管。那除了必要的这个灯光留下来之外，其他灯光一律关掉。
Concerned individuals are also aware that their everyday actions can make a difference.
Don't just think about it for 1 hour, think about it for 1 hour of the hours of every day.
에너지를 절약해서 전 세계의 자원을 아껴주세요!
Earth Hour events remind participants to save wherever possible in the major areas of transportation, housing, and one of the easiest ways, through food choices.
We're both here to support Earth Hour in San Francisco, making sure that we turn off all our lights, making sure that we're preserving energy, decreasing our carbon footprint, and making sure that we shop organically, eat less meat, and at the end of the day, we're trying to save the earth.
What kinds of things do you do to reduce your carbon footprint?
Obviously eating vegan.
Well, I'm vegan, so I don't contribute to the amount of waste that meat and dairy industries pump into our waterways, into our air systems, and into our bodies. So definitely that, and I'm a cyclist.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet!
Wow, kudos to all organizers, governments, and world citizens who helped make Earth Hour 2009 a success. Let us all take to heart that the most important change we can make to save the planet, that is, being vegan, is just about as easy as turning off a light switch.
Save Our Planet, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, presents Los Angeles, California, USA, with the highest Energy Star Ratings Award for the city's more than 250 commercial properties that use 35% less energy and generate 35% lower emissions than their conventional counterparts.
Save Our Planet. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development in OLAC, or Vietnam, announced that 8 southern provinces and the capital city will join efforts to engage in organic farming practices.
Hello, I'm Josie the Gazelle, and I follow a compassionate vegan diet with non-animal products. I have a tip to share with you on making things more convenient around your home. One way is to label the switches in your fuse box. That way, if electricity goes out in part of your home, you will quickly be able to determine which switch to flip and which fuse to change in order to get the power back on. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now for the weather around the world.
In world news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, calls for new ways to serve those in need. During a gathering of technology specialists, United Nations representatives, scholars, and those involved in development endeavors, Executive Director of UNICEF, Anne M. Veneman, promoted using technology for the benefit of humanity. She cited Malawi as an example where health workers, utilizing the internet, ensured the prompt arrival of life-saving aid. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Anne M. Veneman and the United Nations Children's Fund. God bless your commitment to helping our brethren throughout the world. May all people thrive in well-being on a sustainable planet.
In green news, Formosa or Taiwanese policy leads to recycling. Since 2006, the Environmental Protection Administration, or EPA, has encouraged organizing refuse into three separate sections. According to statistics released by the EPA, the citizens of Formosa or Taiwan recycled 45% of their refuse in 2008. Items made of paper, plastic, glass, and metal are all considered as recyclable. In addition, commodities such as computers, air conditioners, cars, and televisions are also included as worthy of recycling. Congratulations and thank you, Environmental Protection Administration of Formosa, on your laudable program. May all leaders and citizens take every possible step to protect and preserve our beloved Earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, a taxi driver in England makes a courageous rescue in a freezing pond. We'll check with the angels, be right back. More worthy news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, munificent news for a benevolent world. In Noble Living News, a taxi driver in England saves a young woman from freezing waters. Mr. James Brown saw car headlights going down in a pond in the village of Bishop Burton, East Yorkshire, as he was driving past. When he noticed somebody was inside the vehicle, he jumped without hesitation into the cold water. Although the vehicle was submerging quickly, Mr. Brown managed to gain entry and carry the occupant, Miss Caroline Saunders, to the safety of the bank. Miss Saunders was fortunate to escape with only minor injuries. Her mother, Anne, said, "We are so grateful to the gentleman who saved her. We will appreciate what he has done for the rest of our lives." Bravo, hero Mr. James Brown. Heaven bless you for risking your life to save another. We wish Miss Caroline Saunders a full recovery and many bright and happy years ahead.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Pen Name.
In a class, the teacher asked the youngster, "Can anybody explain to me What does it mean that an author has a pen name? Little John raised his hand and said, yes, I know, miss. It's because he uses the pen that has name on it.
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer Paula watched Children Folk Tales from the Congo presented in the Lingala language with other subtitles on Enlightening Entertainment and wrote as follows.
Somebody told me about this language. I'm so happy there is a translation for other languages. Wonderful idea. Thanks, Paola.
Amicable Paola, all the languages of our world are so unique and beautiful. We are delighted to have subtitles in more than 30 languages and have aired programs in more than 60 languages on Supreme Master Television. May all be uplifted by the incredible rich diversity of cultures which make up our global community. With our warmest greetings.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Gott segne Sie, that means God bless in German.
May your life be touched by the grace of higher love. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Australia sponsors a National Youth Tobacco Free Day to raise awareness by informing young people of the harmful health and environmental effects of smoking.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton states that the United States will take a long-term diplomatic approach toward improving relations with Iran.
In response to their expressed desire to return to their homeland, 120 Iraqi refugees were flown back to Iraq from the host country of Yemen.
U.S. researchers at the National Cancer Institute found a 58% reduced risk of breast cancer in women who consumed high amounts of soya as children.
A study by Göteborgia University in Sweden reveals that regular exercise decreases the frequency and intensity of migraine headaches, thus improving quality of life.
After learning the cause of actress Natasha Richardson's untimely passing, Connie and Donald McCracken in the US were able to save their daughter's life following a similar incident.
The city of Huangshan in eastern China has announced the planned renovation of 1,000 ancient buildings dating back to the Ming Dynasty.
Scott Harrison, founder of charity Water, launches an exhibit in New York City, USA to bring attention and raise money to help the 270 million Africans without access to clean water. Addressing the concern of home loss for low-income persons, US President Barack Obama pledged increased government programs to assist those in need.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.